We are talking about the Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, Why Now is the Time to Join the Ride by Darren Hardy. Darren said, for far too long, the odds have been stacked against new entrepreneurs. For decades, only those in the ivory towers of big corporations had access to the essentials for business success. They controlled the raw materials and resources needed to create products. They controlled money and talent. They controlled the shelf spaces in stores and the ships, trains, and trucks needed to fill them. And they controlled all the media and marketing, from newspapers and magazines to radio and TV. We've reached a tipping point in technology, and it's shaking the ivory towers right down to their foundations. Every one of those points of control, once held in the unrelenting grasp of the corporate few, has been liberated by technology. They're now available to the enterprising many, end quote. This transformational book is all about helping you get your slice of the pie by jumping onto the entrepreneur roller coaster for yourself. But just like all roller coasters, there is a height requirement for the entrepreneur roller coaster too. The requirement is love and passion for your work. Darren compares passion to electricity in a light switch. It's always there, just waiting in the wires to be turned on. So let's flip your switch on by taking inventory of yourself. Ask yourself, if money didn't exist and you had to sustain your life by doing something you love that helps other people, what would that be? Do you know what the definition of a freak is? I didn't. When it comes to business, we will all benefit from being super freaks. A freak is defined as a person who is obsessed with or unusually enthusiastic about a specified interest. Being a freak doesn't require some superhuman intelligence, attractiveness, or perfect life circumstances. Anyone can be unusually enthusiastic about a specified interest, and it's the people like that who end up being wildly successful. Take Oprah, for example. She has been passionate about helping others improve their lives while showing them they aren't alone in their struggle. And despite seemingly insurmountable outside circumstances, she is one of the most successful women in history. It's not your DNA, it's not your family of origin, or your socioeconomic status that's holding you back. It's your beliefs about yourself. Your self-doubt, your fear of failure, and your over-concern with the approval of others is poisoning you when it comes to implementing your passions. Stop worrying so much what your parents, siblings, colleagues, and friends will think of you, and instead ask, what are you going to regret the most? Disappointing some people while pursuing your dreams, or failing while striving to turn your dreams into a reality, or never pursuing your passion in the first place and just remaining miserable all your working years? Letting fear rule your life and living safely isn't actually living. It's giving in and giving up. Darren said, fear is not real. It's an illusion, a phenomenon that resides entirely within your own brain. The fear itself hurts more than the thing you're scared of. But Katie, I'm not smart enough, talented enough, or rich enough to go into business for myself. See, you can and you will make endless excuses if you allow yourself to, but consider this. Darren, rather comically or sadly, I haven't decided yet, points out that the number one restaurant in the world is McDonald's. So highest quality and greatest success don't always correlate. I'm not suggesting that quality isn't important, it is, but sales is what drives a business, and that will be your number one job as an entrepreneur. Wait, what? Katie, sales? My number one job? I'm not a salesperson. I hate salespeople. Don't worry. Here's a quick crash course in sales for you. To sell more, you have to stop selling and start helping instead. Reframe sales in your mind to mean helping your customers. Stop making it about you and your business, and instead figure out what your clients are all about. What do they need, and how can you add value to their life? To help us embody the mind of our customers, Darren gives us many questions, some of which will be on the actualization worksheet. So you know your number one job is sales. Now you need to know your number one skill set. You mastered this at age 2. It's saying no. Kenneth Cole says, success has less to do with what we can get ourselves to do and more to do with keeping ourselves from doing what we shouldn't. I say it all the time, but your priorities and time must be in harmony. Being successful means saying no to activities and tasks that aren't related to your priorities. Check out my review of The One Thing for more on this concept. And I will also have a section for you to record your top three goals and the habits you'll need to implement to reach those goals on the actualization worksheet. So to recap, step one is identifying your gifts and how you can use those to serve others. Step two is getting out of your own way by accepting your freakiness and that you would rather fail at creating the life of your dreams than never try in the first place. And step three is realizing that sales is essential, but should be reframed to helping your clients get what they need and want. And step four is identifying your priorities and saying no to everything else. Check out the actualization worksheet and Darren's website. He has a ton of free resources for you. This is a must read if you are or want to be an entrepreneur. Let's end with a quote. There's only one certainty in business. You can't succeed if you quit. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.